What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy, and Hello. We are on WGRB, Talk of the Mountains, on our show called Peace of Mind. How are you doing today, Kathy?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, so we've been kind of doing a series. We're like a sermon, right? Like a pastor gets on a series and
he starts preaching.
So we're doing a series on a coverage checklist that we like to use for making sure people's coverages are updated and adequate and proper.
Right.
And our checklist will reveal certain things that we want to know about. In this case here, has to do with, you know, you as a homeowner or dwelling owner. So we're been going through the list, and we're already on our third series of talking about this.
Right.
So
there's a lot to cover.
Each question is normally a whole show we could just talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to veer off just a little bit. I wanted to talk about I want to give a shout out to the Young Harris College basketball team.
Yes, we do.
So we had a I am a basketball coach, and I like to be the assistant coach. That way I get to play with the kids, and then the real coach gets to deal with the parents and whatnot. So we had a very successful season, and we went to we were undefeated with our Termite boys, which is third and fourth graders. And so as a end of the year party, we went to Chick-fil-A at Young Harris College and over to a basketball team. We watched Young Harris College play Columbus State University. Well, they rolled out the red carpet for us. Our boys got recognized during the ball game that they were undefeated team.
And the championship.
The championship, yes. Mm-hmm. They had a shooting contest for two of our guys on each end of the court during halftime. And then after the game, thank God Young Harris won. But the guys came out, and they were just these great guys, very impressed with their coaching staff and players at Young Harris College. And they spent lots of time with our kids and played some ball with them and, you know, took pictures and
autographs.
Just wanted to acknowledge them. And if you want to go to a really good
– yeah.
It's good basketball. I mean, mm-hmm. I went there and watched these team play. And Young Harris College, they are – after that game, they're 18-4. I mean, they are a legit basketball team and really good players. And just wanted, so the next game is coming up Monday, and I would encourage people to go out and support them because it was a very good experience for us and our team. So that's a side note.
Yes.
How's that going to insurance, you think, Kathy?
I'm not quite certain, but we can try to.
I do think that sports correlate into a job, where it be insurance or whatever else. It's good to have a good work ethic and a goal. So
we try to work as a team.
Yes. So we do have that aspect in our business as well. Right. We try to create that in our business.
Yep.
So continuing on with our questions that we like to probe people with or ask people. You know, a lot of people are not very forthcoming about some things that they have.
Yes, they're not. But they always feel like, because if they tell us something, that's going to cost them more money, and that's not necessarily so. But it will cost you if there's a claim if you didn't tell us. So people have to get that kind of philosophy out of their minds. You know, our job, you know, we're not detectives, but we feel like it sometimes because we're having to ask all these questions to determine what exposure that they have and what do they have. It would be nice if they were transparent and just tell us, hey, I've you know, updated our home. We have, you know, we've put on a new roof or do these things. So sometimes we can get discounts for
to offset it,
or, you know, we can do some different things. So,
well, a new roof actually does get you a discount
with
lots of companies,
or
better coverage.
Correct. Absolutely.
So I guess the facts are, you know, you may end up paying more premium, but your costs could be significantly less if you have a claim, because that way you'd be covered properly.
Right.
And that's where, you know, insurance is, for all intents and purposes, it's useless unless you actually use it.
Right.
And the only thing that we have said is it does give you peace of mind knowing that you have insurance.
Correct.
Otherwise,
but you get peace of mind only if it's insured properly. I mean, if you don't have a peace of mind, if it's
we
not
don't
right,
have peace of mind if we find
don't.
Something that's not insured properly.
Right. So be transparent with your agent. Always have some good lines of communication with them. And if you don't think it's, you know, significant, you can always just shoot them an email or a text and say, hey, this is what's going on. Do I need to let you know about this? Because I think it's important.
We're working on a project along these lines here where We hope to have some ability to be able to communicate better with our customers in a less maybe intrusive way versus a phone call or getting in the mail. We're trying to see, hey, if we can text questions, if somebody reply back to that, or if we can email. So we're trying to get some sort of response back, and we feel like to do our job, we should be asking the questions, and then if we don't get a response, then we've tried.
We try.
So we were on question 21, or actually, I think we were past that, but I'm going to back it up a little bit because this is the big one, even though we've already covered this. It says, in the event you were sued in excess of $1 million, would you be interested in an umbrella or excess liability protection? And that's something that we've had, you know, last year we had the largest claim we've ever had in the agency. It was a liability claim, $1.1 million claim. You know, we just can't discuss the details of a claim because there's, you know, privacy issues. But this illustrates about how there are, you know, this happens here locally. You know, this wasn't in Atlanta or New York City. This was here.
Right.
And having an umbrella policy is a really good way to hopefully protect you. If this, when we wrote this policy, this customer did not have an umbrella policy.
Right. We've had numerous situations like this.
So after we wrote their insurance, they had lower liability limits, I believe $100,000.
Right.
Well, this claim paid out in excess of $1 million. And he would have been, our customer would have been in trouble had he not had this umbrella policy that he didn't have before. So along those lines, with the umbrella, if you have an action brought against you by an attorney, and there you can see them on TV, you know, ones you see
our
on TV.
Billboards, yes.
Yep, so that they're all over. Georgia is having a struggle right now because of all the litigation in the state. So we're having carriers raise rates.
That's because it's the most unprofitable, one of the most unprofitable states for personal
in
the country right now.
So I'm hoping.
So rates are going up in Georgia because
I'm
of
hoping
that.
And praying that we don't see companies exiting the state of Georgia.
Because
that has happened. We've seen, I mean, this is long memory here, but there has been times where a company has left the state because it was so unprofitable.
Right.
We know that Georgia's, and I may probably need to bring some
data.
We've
seen that in Florida, actually, because of hurricanes or
that
tornadoes.
Has to do with hurricanes, not with litigation.
Right.
This is a
But they've exited. That's when we've seen it, when they've exited.
Yes, we've seen it. I've seen them exit the state. Well, it was actually my family. Back in the 80s, we had, my grandfather was one of the largest agents with a particular company back in 85. I think he was huge in Metro Atlanta. And they actually exited the state because they were not being profitable. So insurance is a for-profit business. I mean, they're there to help, but they're also there, you know, to make a profit. And so they can only raise rates so much. I mean, I guess they, you know, the insurance commissioner, that's something I'll get involved with. But for us, it's kind of a pain because, you know, we don't want to see people pay more in premiums. We're trying to hopefully improve people's coverage while saving them money, or, you know, give them something that's affordable for them. But having the umbrella is very important, and we've stressed this many, many times. Where I was going with that was, you know, if you have an action brought against you, the insurance company is going to provide you a defense.
Right.
And that defense coverage, or what they spend on defense, does not take away from your umbrella coverage. So you've got $1 million of liability, and they spend $150,000 on defense, you still get to keep your $1 million. It doesn't erode away.
Well, the thing to keep in mind about that too is we usually, a lot of times, a lot of claims are actually settled, you know, under the umbrella. The umbrella doesn't always get hit. We've seen it get hit in our experience, typically when there is a major event where someone's injured, or if they have had they actually have died.
A fatality.
So you don't know what's going to happen when you have these claims. That's why we're trying to, as agents, licensed agents, to protect you and your assets. And people think that they don't have anything, so they don't have anything to worry about. But you will be worrying about it if there's nothing to help take care of that problem. So
That's right.
Keep that in mind.
Yep. So unbelievably, we got through one question again. So we're at a breaking point now, and we'll try to get through some more of these questions that we ask after the break here. So we are going over coverage checklist to make sure people are properly covered, and things that we use as a tool to be able to identify what we call exposures and try to address those exposures with insurance or deductibles or whatever else. So anyway, my name is Mark Moore, and we will be back after the break talking more about this topic on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We have three locations in Georgia and two in North Carolina. Three of them are called More Insurance Services. We have one located in Blairsville. It's across the street from Home Depot. And next to the post office there, we're located in the South State Bank building. We're not actually part of the bank, but we're in the actual separate wing of the bank there. Come by and see Ashley Miller, Joanne Grizik, Cindy Odom, and Greg Buchanan. They like to help you with your insurance there in Blairsville. Our second location for More Insurance is located in Hiawassee. It's on Main Street, 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're next to the hospital in the red brick building there called Town Trace. Come by and see Rose there to help you with your insurance in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance is located in Hayesville, North Carolina. We're on 157 Highway 64, right next to United Community Bank as well. And you can come by and see us there. You can see Mandy Sosby, Emily McKeon, Diane Lampe, Von Hobbs, Mark and myself are there majority of the time. Come by and see us in Hayesville and we can help you there with your insurance. Then we have a location in Murphy. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. You can come by and see us there. It's right past the Arby's there on Highway 64. Come by and see Velda Cook-Dockery and Heather Temple. They'd like to help with your insurance there in Murphy. Also, our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge. We are also next to United Community Bank there in Blue Ridge. And we're between that and the Burger King. So come by and see us there in Blue Ridge for your insurance needs. You can come by and see Carrie Van Zant, Kathy Hunter, Jeremy Payne, and Cody Webb. They'd like to help with your insurance there. And also check us up on our website at www.more-insurance.com where you can request a quote. Also check out our Facebook pages and like us there. And we'd love to help you with any of your insurance needs you may have.
Okay, so Kate and I are talking about coverage checklist that we use. We are going to be developing some more. One of our emphasis this year is going to be actually trying to expand this checklist and get it out there more and try to communicate hopefully our customer in a proactive way. That's where our goal is this year. We've been going through the list we currently have. So here's a question, Kathy, that we'd want to know as an agent. Do you have any supplemental heating in your house? So why do we want to know that?
Well, we want to know about that in case the power goes off. I mean, you need to be able
But from an insurance standpoint, why do we want to know about that? Because I mean, it's good to have it. People have it a lot of times because we're talking about the power goes off and you have a wood stove. But that's something the insurance company, it would be an underwriting question that should have been asked when you first wrote your policy. Do you have a wood stove?
Right.
The insurance companies want to know that.
Right.
And if they don't know that you have one, that could be, it's a drastic measure. They could say that was a misrepresentation of the property.
Right.
Well, your house.
The issue, of course, with the wood stoves, of course, are if they clean properly.
Installed properly. Because you have to be so many feet or inches from the wall. It has to be non-combustible materials.
Right.
There's a lot that needs to be done
with
that.
So we do ask in our replacement cost estimators if they have fireplaces. Are they gas burning? Are they wood burning? Are they asking about any type of heating type? If you have a heat pump or different things like that, we ask those things to be sure.
A place we would not want to be would be where we get a call and somebody's house is burned because of a wood stove and then the insurance company had no idea they had
Correct.
One.
That's
that
right.
would not be good.
Right.
So we want to know if you have a wood stove.
Yes.
They you are going to pay more premium for having one and we need to inspect those. It's very important. next question, do you own farm acreage? Why do we want to know that?
Because first of all, there's people that will have, cows or livestock, or they possibly could get out. They also want to know that because there's exposure for people maybe hunting or doing stuff on your premises. They basically want to know these things because of the fact that you might have some exposure there that we need to be aware of.
So you're responsible for your animal.
Yes.
And you're responsible for your fence, even though if it's, say, a tenant's using your farm.
Right. A lot of people lease out their pastures, too.
Which we actually had that going on with our family
farm.
Yes,
we do.
So the fencing belongs to the owner of the property. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the tenant may be, you know, required by the owner to maintain the fencing. But, you know, if a fence gets down and a cow goes out on the road and there's an accident, then that's a liability claim.
Right.
And a homeowner's policy does not respond to that scenario unless you've got an endorsement called incidental farming liability. So you potentially have no coverage for that.
Right.
Then if you have too many cows, or if you have maybe say more than 6 to 10 cows, the homeowner's policy doesn't, you can't qualify for that anymore. So you have to get what's called a farm owner's policy. So that's what we have on our family farm. We've got a farm owner's policy, and it covers us for liability if we have a situation with an animal that was to get out of the pasture.
Right. A lot of the carriers don't want to have that exposure. So we have to ask questions about how many cattle, how many horses, how many goats, whatever you might have, because after a certain limit of animals, they're not going to want to use it as homeowners.
One of the crazy claims we had years ago was we had a customer that hit an emu. They were up in Asheville.
Yes.
And they called up and said, if it's going to happen to us, it's going to happen to
us. So you kept saying they hit an ostrich.
We found out later it was an emu, which is kind of funny now because now we got an insurance ad that's got emu on it. But this is like years ago.
Right.
But they hit an emu. Mm-hmm. So the emu farmer will be responsible for his emu.
It's on the outside of Asheville on the way.
Am I saying that right? Emu? Is that
it's
right?
It's emu, yeah.
So can you spell that?
Well, not right now, but no.
I can't spell it either. But anyway, so the emu got out. I think it was on like I-40 or something.
Yeah, it was on the main highway. So there was we didn't realize, but there was a farm next to the highway and escaped. It escaped.
But that was a claim.
And when our customer hit it.
But, you know, if you had a, you know, if you were injured because of that, could be a larger claim.
Yeah.
I saw this claim in Canada one time. This I'm sure she was a nice young lady. She went to jail over ducks. Mm-hmm. She stopped on the interstate and to rescue ducks, and then a guy came around on a motorcycle and he killed him. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. So our opinion is, if you see some animal and you're going to have an accident, just nail it, just kill it.
Wow.
You'll get in trouble if you don't hit the deer or the squirrel. We had a carcass over a squirrel before. Mm-hmm. It was the same customer at the emu, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. So that's what we want to know about farm acreage and farm animals. Okay, next question. Do you own a boat, jet ski, four-wheeler, or golf cart? Why do we want to know that, Kathy?
Because we need to make sure it's covered. Because it could be
it's not covered.
Right.
A boat that you may own has got, your homeowner's policy could have some coverage for that, but it's normally going to be limited by amount of horsepower that you have or the size of the boat. So if you've got a ski boat or something, you're not going to be able to have coverage on your homeowner's policy. Now, that's just like what we call an unendorsed policy, which means here's your homeowner's policy. You can buy an endorsement or coverage on your homeowner's policy for boats and jet skis.
But usually that's something that we typically have a separate policy for that.
You can do either way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got some customers that got it on their homeowner's policy. I've got some customers that carry a separate policy. We've seen some companies shy away from jet skis. They would not ride a jet ski.
Because of the horsepower.
Because of the horsepower and what it does. Kathy's a jet ski enthusiast, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How many times have you crashed on your jet ski?
I didn't crash ever.
I thought you had a big wipeout in the lake one time.
No,
when you went down
that was just when I, that was, that was not
what
a crash.
What do you call it? You got kicked off the jet
ski.
Well,
I got off of it. I didn't crash into anything.
Yeah.
It's on the middle of the lake.
So you had a pretty big bruise, right?
Doing donuts, yeah.
Yeah, we did donuts.
Yeah.
I'm sure people will like, I mean, some people get really mad when you follow people on a jet ski in a boat and you're going through their wake, and, you know, you can get in trouble for that, I guess. But anyway, so we lived on a lake one time and we'd hear those jet skis all the time and boats and fishing tournaments. And,
yes.
But that needs to be insured. You know, if you've got a jet ski.
There's a lot of money. There's a lot of people have a lot of money in their boats. Sometimes the motors cost more than the boat themselves even their toys or their depth finders, and it depends if you're an avid fisherman or fisher person.
Yeah, all that needs to be insured.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you have a four-wheeler, same thing. It needs to be insured. Because, you know, you might have some coverage on your premises, on your property, but
a lot of people take them off the premises, which means that's a problem. So
same thing with a golf cart. I've read about golf cart accidents.
We've actually had a customer that actually hit somebody on a golf cart. So
that was a big liability claim.
Yeah, it was.
It injured somebody. It happened at a campground, I do believe.
It was.
That was a big claim. It's amazing how much we can sit here and talk and talk, Kathy. Well, you know, when Kathy and I are out at lunch, we don't really talk about insurance that much, do we? We try not to. Yeah.
That's the only time we have by ourselves, typically.
Yeah, when we're home, we don't try to talk about insurance.
Our kids are always with us otherwise.
We're on the radio, we're talking about insurance, aren't we?
Yes, exactly.
We're definitely able to talk. We didn't get through many of these questions, but all this is important, I think, to know. So we will keep on our series next week, and we appreciate everybody listening today, and we'll be back next week. And my name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.